In all seriousness, I'm going to try to keep it together. When I think of Andy becoming a missionary, it's no surprise. He's been a missionary for years. The only difference, it's been here. And I don't know if a lot of you know that. I've seen it for 5 years. I've seen Andy's heart for the kids in this church and for the kids in this community. Andy's always given of his time, of his heart, and of his resources to support the kids in this community. So it's no shock to me. Andy's sphere of ministry is only taking its rightful course. Of course, the Pacific's a big place. It's a big jump. But nevertheless, those children over there, God has been preparing Andy for years. And God used a lot of people in this congregation in support of Andy. I consider myself blessed for having a part of that, minuscule part of that. Others in this congregation have supported him in ways of ministering to him, by mentoring him. His parents. Kudos. Job well done. My heart goes out to you other parents out there. I hope you're taking your kids' spiritual life seriously. This is a tough world. And you can make a difference in it. Not just in your family's life. Not just in your child's life. But the countless children and people out there throughout the world. That you can all minister to. Through living a Christ-like example in your home. By encouraging your children to seek God with all their heart. With all their mind, their souls, their beings. And by living that example in your home, at your work, at church, no matter where it is that you're at, you live your life for God in front of your kids, and your kids will do the same. This is serious business we're talking about. And oftentimes my fear is that people don't take it seriously enough. We've had the fortune to watch Andy and watch people in his life take it seriously enough and to watch him turn into the man he is. Oftentimes we think of Andy as this kid, and it always surprises me when I talk about Andy. I don't talk about Andy as the kid. I talk about him as Andy, the man that loves God with all of his heart, that serves his community, is more than willing to help me out. I wish there were 10,000 more Andys. And I have no idea how we're going to replace them. But God will provide. And I'd encourage this congregation to pat yourselves on the back for providing us with the opportunities to serve the kids in our community. Because without you, it wouldn't have gone the way it's gone for Andy. You've provided an avenue for him to serve. And we need to do that. We need to continue. It can't stop with Andy. It has to start with every kid in this congregation, every kid in this community that needs Christ. And we need to reach him. And I hope that you will open up your hearts, your minds, to embrace that. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I think Andy is the only person in this congregation that's gone from diapers to the missionary field. That's pretty nice. That's a pretty cool process. But it took a lot of people along the way. But most importantly, it took Andy to surrender his life to Jesus, to open up his heart, mind, and soul, that God may work within his life to see a need greater than his own. And that's going to be going to the Philippines, to the children of Boracay. I couldn't do it. Quite frankly, I'm not man enough. Thankfully, he is. Go get him, Tiger. And with any luck, we can send somebody over there to check out the ministry that he's doing and keep you guys well informed and keep this, you know, keep this youth ministry going. Because look at this congregation. There's kids in here. And who knows where they'll be? You know, let's put them in the best case scenario. Love them with all of our hearts. Support them with all of our resources, our prayers. And let's keep this going. Because this feels good. It feels right. And I think the Lord is blessing us. Thanks, Andy.
Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you. If I step away from this and you can't hear me, please signal me back and I'll get back over here. I tend to wander sometimes. I wanted Andy up here. He probably didn't want to be up here. He didn't know I was going to call him up here, but some people might be saying, who's Andy? Well, here he is. Okay. And for you young people, this is good. This is real good for you to see Andy, because right here you see a cougar for life. You know how that is? Cougar for life without compromise. With integrity. Pretty powerful statement to do that here. So I want you guys to take note of them. A couple things about Andy. Did you know the last 2 years he coached at Prescott Junior High School, the track program there? 150 junior hires. Try and put 150 junior hires in a track meet. He did it. Okay? They loved him there. They want him to come back. The guy's going to retire soon. Andy's saying, hey, I'm going to Boracay. Okay? It's not like he doesn't have choices. He mentored 4+ high school boys while going to college. He did that right here in our community. Some are sitting in church today. He fed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to the homeless in Stockton by himself. He went down there, right off of 5, overpass, by himself. On his heart. Go and do it. Those are big things. He organized numerous youth activities, from concerts to capture the flag to ultimate frisbee. For our youth, ages anywhere from the young to college age people. He led young adults Bible study classes many times on Sunday nights, and he would teach, and trust me, he fed us. He fed us a real living word. He had passion, and that word came to life. Kids still talk about his lessons. So, guy's a teacher. And also, it's kind of neat to see Roger Beeman here, because Andy was one of the main players on the Escalon Lumber / Presbyterian Championship softball team that they won several years ago. Him and the Beeman boys used a dubbed up bat. It was loaded, and they beat our team. But anyway, he was a key player, okay? The Hoagland boy played. There was a lot of good kids. This is a special time. I was thinking about it. What does it take to be a missionary, you know? And I'm kind of at the tail end of this. I've known Andy the last couple of years. I've known him throughout, but I've really known him over the last couple of years. So I was thinking about it. How did he get to be this way? You know, and Mike alluded to it, you know, raised by a godly family, Nancy and Randy, you know, with values, godly family values, every day, right there in their household. Key stuff. He was prayed for by the saints of this church, many of you that are sitting here. He was invested in. He was sent to summer camp summer after summer. He was instructed by Sunday school teachers and leaders and pastors through the years. He shared with me one evening, we were just kind of talking about stuff and growing up here in the church, and he mentioned Mr. Barton. Mr. Barton has since passed, but I got to know Mr. Barton, I think, about 23 years ago when I was living in Modesto, and I brought my daughter here for swim lessons. And here's this elderly man who my daughter just took to, and he would give kids ribbons just for getting their faces wet. He knew how to silently encourage people just with love and just with love. And to hear that Andy had rubbed elbows with this man, gone fishing with him, this man had invested in his life. I mean, those are the things that make someone a missionary, you know? I think that's a real blessing and a real tribute to this congregation, the people here that have committed their lives to helping other people. So, tip of my hat to all of you guys. Kind of the things that I thought about, things that describe Andy. You know, who is this guy? What is he about? Andy's an encourager, okay, for all people. Okay, he encourages people. He's kind. He's a kind-hearted guy. He's fairly quiet in the sense of he's slow to speak, and he listens. He really listens to people. Thus, you can see he has relationships with a lot of people because he listens to them. He's there for them. He's thoughtful. He's wise. He's respectful. He's competitive. Getting between those white lines, he's real competitive. Quick side note, the other day you had a guy at the plate, we're playing summer softball, and he came up throwing, and his dad cut the throw off, and you could see the expression in his face, like, I had that guy at the plate, Dad. You know, he's competitive, but he's fair. He keeps things in perspective. He's knowledgeable. He's educated. He's athletic. He's humble. He's skillful. He's a craftsman. We went on a mission trip a couple summers ago. We're down in L.A., inner city mission. He fixed the guy's car. He got the battery. He jerry-rigged it to get the battery going so he'd get the car going. And then he came in and put a handicap guardrail on the house so the guy can go up the stairs. His dad infused a lot of skills to him, you know. His mom and dad did, and he took those. He's well-rounded. He's a friend. He's a mentor. He's a discipler. He's a giver. He's an evangelist. He shares the word. He's caring. He's a teacher, as I mentioned. He's a coach, but he's a life coach. He's spirit-led. He's a son. He's a brother. He's a believer. He's a follower of Christ. You're sending off a good young man to do God's work, and he's committed to do it fully from his heart. He truly cares about people. He's enriched my life and my wife's life tremendously. Andy is a missionary, so he's a good young man.
It's already started. When Troy asked me to do this, I said, yeah, sure, I can do this. So here it goes. When I went to put pencil to paper, I realized that there really isn't any words that could describe this feeling. So I just have to go with a few thoughts. I want to thank Mike and Don for those. That was really good. And well, Mike, you said about this community, about the kids in this community, and you know, so what are we going to do now? And the answer is we have to find a way, because those kids are still there, right? So we need somebody else to step up for that. Mike and Annie have done a great job of bringing kids from the community into the youth group and becoming active in it, and that needs to continue. The church blessed them with a chance to go to Zephyr Point and aid in that ministry, and that was a really good thing. Well, Don, the thing that you may not have realized, Don, is when Andy made those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, it was early in the morning before I even went to work, and so the standing in Stockton alone is nothing compared to getting up at 7 in the morning. When I got up and I said, so where'd he go? Well, you had all these peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we later found out that, yeah, he was giving them out in Stockton. It's like, okay. So where'd that come from? Well, it had to come from Don and Mike. One of the two had to have the idea, but anyway. When the kids came back from Guatemala, and we heard the stories, and we saw the pictures of the kids all hanging on them, we knew this time was going to come. It was just a matter of time. And of course, all the stories from Calvin Crest, where several different churches kept asking Annie to come and counsel their kids at Calvin Crest. And we knew this time was going to come. It was just a matter of time. So Choi asked me to do a charge. So what I would say is, go teach God's love. He's going to be teaching second graders, mostly. That's going to be his main teaching thing, is second graders. So make second grade the very best year of their lives. Feed the children, not just bread, but the bread of life. Share with them your knowledge, your culture, mostly your faith, all the things that make you special to us. Now is the part where I would say, go, son, and make us proud. But I don't think I could be any prouder. I made something for him. And come up and he's going to be teaching second grade. I made something for him to take as an icebreaker for the kids.
Andy, I'd invite you to come back up, if you will. Well done, Randy. So we are here to commission you to go to the Philippines, to Boracay. This is a commissioning service that was adapted from the 1946 Presbyterian Book of Common Worship. If you'll follow along in your bulletin. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Take this yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great head of the church, we are now to receive as a commissioned church worker, Anderson Smith, who has been recommended and approved by this church session at Escalon Presbyterian Church. Anderson, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess anew the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and acknowledge him head over all things to the church, which is his body?
I do so believe.
Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and the New Testaments to be the Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do so believe.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the confession of faith of this church as containing the system of doctrine taught in the Holy Scriptures?
I do so receive it.
And have you been led so afar, as you know in your heart, to serve as a commissioned church worker to the island of Boracay from your love to God and a sincere desire to promote his glory in the gospel of his Son?
I believe I am thus led.
And will you, in your own life, seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture, love your neighbors, and work for God's reconciliation in the world?
I will, with God's help.
And Andy, I'd like you to invite you to come down here and kneel. And for all of those that would like to, please come forward. We'll lay hands on Andy and pray for him at this time. Let us pray. All glory, praise, and thanksgiving be to you, Lord our God, for you did reveal your love for the children of the world in sending your beloved Son for their redemption, and have from the beginning raised up chosen servants to tell abroad the message of your grace. We give you thanks for the devotion of your servant, Anderson, whom we now, in your name, send forth to bear this message of redeeming grace. Accept his love and devotion, and increase in him, we ask you, the gifts of your Holy Spirit, that he may command by teaching an example the grace of the Lord Jesus. Give him understanding, sympathy, and patience. Guard him in peril of body and of soul. Be his strength and his joy. Cheer him with your continual presence and make him glad with the fruits of his labor. We ask you to help us who send him forth to encourage him in his labors and to bear him up continually with prayer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Anderson, the great head of the church, we send you as a commissioned church worker to the Philippines. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.